Good evening. This is Sakishvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisite with the evening news. The headlines. Naglan Assembly sees heated discussion on Vande Mataram. Chief Minister Nipi Rio proposed select committee of state assembly to review use of Vande Mataram. MLA Achumbe Mukikon raises concerns of a racial discrimination against Northeast people. And Pokso Court, Dimapur sentences men to life for murder of teenage girl. Now the news in detail. The second day of the 8th session of the 14th Naglan Legislative Assembly saw intense deliberations during question hour and discussions on the motion of thanks to the Governor's address. During 0 hour, MLA Achumbe Mukikon raised concerns of racial discrimination against Northeast people and renewed his call to address human-elephant conflict through large-scale Jathropa cultivation. Secretary in charge, Kruhitu Nyorio, informed the House of the Governor's assent to three key bills, including the Investment and Development Authority of Naglan Validation Bill 2025, the Naglan Floodplain Zoning Bill 2025, and the Naglan State Finance Commission Bill 2025. The use of Vande Mataram dominated debate, with members citing Article 371A protections. Chief Minister Nipi Rio proposed a select committee to review the matter. The motion of thanks was later adopted by voice vote and the House adjourned till March 9. Members of the Naglan Legislative Assembly today voiced strong objections to the playing of the national song Vande Mataram on the first day of the 8th Assembly session, citing concerns under Article 371A of the Constitution. Initiating the discussion on the motion of thanks to the Governor's address, MLA Kujulizo Nyenu termed the inclusion of Vande Mataram in the State Assembly proceedings as absolutely unnecessary. He argued that the song, which references a Hindu goddess, could conflict with secular principles in a Christian-majority state like Naglan. Lima Onan Chang of RPI Athawale and NPF MLA P. Longon echoed similar sentiments. Mr. Longon said he feels the song is being imposed upon members and urged the House to invoking Article 371A and formally decide on its inclusion in future Assembly sessions. Defending the song, Minister Temjan Imna Along highlighted its historical context, particularly during India's independence struggle. He emphasized that secularism includes respecting beliefs of all communities and urged respect for the song as a national symbol.
The idea of secularism is a thought process of accepting and respecting each other's thought process also. So I pray that we should not take it personally as an infringement on Article 371A, but we should take it as a national song, and wherever it's sung, it's our duty as citizens of this country to give the best respect that is due.
MLA Achumbe Mo disagreed with Mr. Along's argument and said imposition of the national song violates the fundamental rights and duties of citizens. He urged the House to take a clear stand against this imposition.
This is totally in violation of the fundamental rights guaranteed to its citizens and also the fundamental duties which is already enshrined in our constitution. Therefore, I would like to urge that this House pass a necessary order that may be defeating that as far as Naglan Assembly is concerned, as far as Naglan State is concerned, our people and the elected members are not in a position to accept this imposition, and we will continue to oppose this imposition on us.
MLAs Dr. Nisato Mero, Dr. Tsilhutyo Rutso, Tien Manan and Juenga Tep also echoed resentment over the inclusion of Vande Mataram. Chief Minister Nipi Rio has suggested that a select committee of the State Assembly review the use of Vande Mataram. In his remarks during the discussion on the motion of thanks to the Governor's address today, the Chief Minister described the matter as sensitive and of national significance.
I feel it is a fit case to be referred to the select committee of this House. And there, all the members and consulting the legal opinions and also all political parties can discuss.
Mr. Rio said all views expressed by members are respected, adding that democratic deliberation reflects the nation's foundation of freedom of expression. emphasizing that India's strength lies in its diversity, he said the constitutional position of the national song must be understood within the framework of fundamental rights, secularism and constitutional morality. Referring to the executive order from the Ministry of Home Affairs regarding the national song, the Chief Minister said such directives must be examined in light of Nagaland's special constitutional safeguards. Member of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly Achumbe Mukikon today raised strong concerns over incidents of racial discrimination faced by people from the northeast in mainland India. Speaking during the 0 hour in the ongoing assembly session, Mr. Kikon described the issue as a serious concern, particularly for a regional political party like the Naga People's Front. He asserted that citizens from the northeast are equal and integral members of India's progress in strengthening of democracy.
Racial discrimination of the northeast people in the mainland India. This issue is a serious concern for all of us. A serious expression of this house has to be sent to the mainland India that for the progress of India, for upholding democracy, we all are a part of this nation.
The MLA stressed that discrimination against people from the region cannot be tolerated in a democratic country. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The Fast Track Special Court under the POKSO Act in Dimapur has sentenced Yilobemo Mujui to life imprisonment for the 2020 murder of a 17-year-old girl. The judgment was pronounced yesterday. According to the press note by the Dimapur police, the victim's body was found on October 22, 2020 at St. Clair Higher Secondary School ground in Kacharigaon, Pevima. Women Police Station Dimapur registered the case and carried out a detailed investigation. Police said after collecting evidence, charges were filed under relevant sections of the IPC and the POKSO Act. Following a thorough trial, the special court held that the prosecution had proven the charge beyond reasonable doubt and delivered the verdict. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India continues to be a beacon of hope for the world with its strong economy. He said rapid economic development has become the cornerstone for realizing the vision of Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister was addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Sustaining and Strengthening Economic Growth this morning.
जब भारत अपनी मजबूत इकोनॉमी से पूरे विश्व की उम्मीद बना हुआ है आज जब ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन रीशेप हो रही है तब अर्थव्यवस्था की तेज प्रगति विकसित भारत का भी बहुत बड़ा आधार है हमारी दिशा स्पष्ट है हमारा संकल्प स्पष्ट है बिल्ड मोर प्रोड्यूस मोर कनेक्ट मोर और अब जरूरत है export more.
Chief Minister Nipuriu has extended warm greetings to all celebrating Holi. In a social media post, he said, the festival of colors marks the arrival of spring and the victory of good over evil. Mr. Liu hoped that its spirit of unity, goodwill and harmony would bring joy, renew friendships and strengthen bonds of togetherness among everyone. The Nagaland Government Teacher Association NGTA of the 2010 and 2013 batches today temporarily suspended their ongoing protest following consultations with two apex students' body. The teachers, numbering around 2,293, have been agitating below the Directorate of School Education in Kohima for 4 days to press their demands over the inclusion of their salary components in the state known plan. Speaking to the media, NGTA 2010 and 2013 President P. Hao and NGTA Dimapur Unit President Alam Kala said the unresolved issues will now be taken up at higher platforms by the Naga Students Federation and the Eastern Nagaland Students Federation.
I extend our deepest gratitude to the Naga Students Federation and the Eastern Naga Students Federation for wholeheartedly taking up our just and legitimate demands. Your readiness to stand with us reflects our shared commitment. To stand with us reflects our shared commitment to safeguarding the rights, dignity and academic interests of students across the state.
The teachers reiterate that the protest has only been temporarily suspended and the movement will continue until the state government addresses their long-standing demands. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Naglan Assembly sees heated discussion on Vande Mataram. Chief Minister Nipurio proposed Select Committee of State Assembly to review use of Vande Mataram. MLA Achumbe Mokikon raises concerns of racial discrimination against Northeast people. And Pokso Court, Dimapur sentences men to life for murder of teenage girl. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.